the book, The Trayvon Hoax, Unmasking the Witness Fraud That Divided America. This Trayvon Martin Zimmerman case, 2012, really was the turning point for the negative of race relations in America. Both blacks and whites rated race relations as positive up to that point, and it's been going downhill ever since. And this really was the beginning of the modern era of fake news, of race hoaxes, where one thing leads to another, where the media takes a false narrative and runs with it in order really to, I think, the end goal was to control black voters. Because in 2012, the black vote was not in the tank for Obama. Everything had gotten worse in urban America. Unemployment through the roof, illegals coming in, taking up jobs. And they needed something to get out the black vote for Obama. And they used both Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman to those ends for a horrific idea of dividing the country along racial lines. I grew up in Tennessee in the 70s. I never heard the N-word. We had black and white kids, were all friends, we're friends to this day. We didn't have racial division. And they want to promote this narrative 50 years later that all of a sudden, white people and white cops want to shoot people because of their skin color. So it was a preposterous narrative that they promoted that's led to the Ferguson effect, 33% rise in homicides in black community, hands up, don't shoot, all these fake narratives all the way up to today where they exaggerate an individual incident of maybe one person who did something wrong or excessive force and then say, well, that's everybody. This is the system. Everybody's racist. And nothing could be farther from the truth. So I investigated the Trayvon Martin case, and I found, of course, that the key witness, Rachel Gentel, people remember the plus-sized Haitian-American girl that said she couldn't read her own writing and her stories kept changing. She was Trayvon's girlfriend. She wasn't. And I discovered early on she was not the girl on the phone with Trayvon Martin, and a lot of people knew it. And Zimmerman never would have been arrested. It was a pure self-defense case, except for this phone witness that said they heard everything over the phone that was the opposite of what the physical evidence and the eyewitnesses said. And yes, it was Benjamin Crump, the attorney, who's the attorney for Floyd and everybody else. He's the one that coerced this girl named Diamond Eugene, 16-year-old girlfriend of Trayvon Martin, into giving a statement over the phone. And it's that phone call recording that swayed President Obama and ignited the media to get Zimmerman arrested. Now, Diamond Eugene, Brittany Diamond Eugene's her real name, 16 years old, she bails out because she didn't want to lie in the first place. And they substitute in this girl, Rachel Gentel. So I said, if I could find Brittany Diamond Eugene and meet her in person and find out the real story of what happened, I'm going to make a film and write a book about it, because I want to debunk this false racial narrative that is dividing brothers for no reason.